You are a fake king and I'm the prince with this bar to win. You are a fake king and I'm the prince with this bar to win. Bar to win. Bar to win.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I just wanted to pop in and let you know that we're still here for you with all of this silliness about things that we do when other people are on vacation around us. Why not? Why not let you know all about the stuff? As usual, some of it happened, some of it didn't, but it doesn't matter because it's all silly. On our way to the radio obituaries, coming up in just a few minutes, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Big cow field. Actually, I wasn't walking, I was crawling. It was about 4:30 in the morning. I was down on all fours, kind of sniffing for my psychedelic delight inside of a big, steaming, stinking hunk of cow turtola. Yeah. So I was down there. Yeah. I was down there, and I was kind of sniffing around, and the moon was full, and I was shaking and baking and quaking, and all of a sudden, the king of the cows, the big man, I'm talking about the big cow himself, the master of disaster, the king of the universe, the leader of the unfree cow world, come up to me and said, hey, Mojo, what you doing walking around down on all fours, sniffing cow turds 4:30 in the morning, boo? I said, well, Mr. King of the Cows, I got a problem. I started to shake, I started to sweat, I started to kind of gyrate, I felt the rock sensation sweeping the nation, coming up through my feet. I said, Mr. King of the Cows, King of the Cows, I'm a mushroom.
Thank you. by the beautiful sea. When you're with someone you love, when you get tired of holding hands, you write love letters in the golden sands. Every time a wave comes in to kiss the shore, that's the cue for you to kiss and kiss some more. There's oceans of love by the beautiful sea, when you're with someone you love.
The most effective combination of successful sell and humor in a commercial is when the copy points are kept to the barest minimum, relying on the humor format or device to get and hold attention for the sell.
And here's how it worked for the Interwoven people.
And now, Interwoven, the greatest name in socks, presents Honest Eddie's Sports Quiz.
Hi, fans. Get ready to call me when you have the answer. Maybe you'll win the big prize. Today, here's the first clue. Our sports figure made a name in baseball. His brothers were named Dom and Vince.
DiMaggio. Joe DiMaggio.
Well, that's not the answer. This ball player was a pitcher. His nickname was the old left-hander.
Lefty Grove.
No.
Lefty Gomez.
No, sir. He was a right-handed pitcher.
What? The old left-hander was right-handed?
Here's another clue. He was known as one half of the Daphnis Boys. Now, while you think about the clues, here's a word for interwoven socks.
Are you missing important things your friends saw while you were bending over to pull up your socks? Then you should wear OTC by Interwoven, the over-the-calf stretch socks that stay smooth and stay up without garters. Many colors and styles. So heads up with Interwoven OTC.
Well, no winner again today, fans. The answer to our clues is Jerome Dizzy.
Jerome Dizzy Dean, right?
I'm sorry, you're wrong. It was Jerome Dizzy who pitched for the Keene, New Hampshire Townies in the early 50s.
Oh, one of these days, I'm going to catch you, Honest Eddie.
Interwoven, the greatest name in socks, presents Honest Eddie's Sports Quiz.
Hi, fans. Get set to call me when you have the answer. Maybe you'll win the big prize. Here's today's quiz. This figure made a mark in the sports world by hitting 61.
61 home runs in a season. Roger Maris.
Wrong. He made a mark in the sports world by hitting 61 batters in a doubleheader. We next see our mystery figure at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, with his brother Wilbur.
Orville Wright.
Wrong. Who'd put Orville Wright in a sports quiz? Clue number three, something to think about during the commercial. We finally see this genius in Menlo Park. Announcer?
Now, eliminate bare leg gap, those inches of bare leg between your socks and trouser cuff forever, with OTC, over-the-calf socks by Interwoven. They stay smooth and stay up without garters.
The genius of Menlo Park was Thomas A. Edison, but since this is a sports quiz, I know that can't be the answer.
Then you don't have the answer.
No, I don't.
I'm sorry, it was Thomas A. Edison.
He's a sports figure?
Of course he is. Without his invention, there'd be no night games.
One of these days, I'm going to get you, Honest Eddie.
Hound dog! They call him Rhythm and Blue. Hound dog! Two dogs named Rhythm and Blue. Hound dog! Romping old Rhythm and Blue. Hound dog! Rocking old Rhythm and Blue. Hound dog! Crazy old Rhythm and Blue. And Blues was their name. Yeah, Rhythm and Blues was their name. Well, they romp and stomp and rock and roll. You can't stop them to save your soul. Rhythm and Blues was their name. Two hound dogs sitting on a stump, digging that music, they started to jump. They can't dance well, I ain't got no shoes.
Two old dogs named Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog.
They call him Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog.
Two dogs named Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog.
Romping old Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog.
Rocking old Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog.
Crazy old Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog.
Rockin' and a rollin' like a crazy toad. Rhythm said, Blues, I'll match you, Ace. We'll run that rabbit hole all over the place.
Hound dog!
They call him Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog!
Two dogs named Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog!
Rompin' old Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog!
Rockin' old Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog!
Crazy old Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog! Hound dog!
Let's cut for the pad. Blue said Rhythm, well, crazy dad. Then he peeled out down the trail, a rocking and a rolling and a wagging their tails.
Hound dog!
They call him Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog!
Two dogs named Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog!
Romping old Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog!
Rocking old Rhythm and Blue.
Hound dog!
Crazy old Rhythm and Blue.
Gone. like to take this time for a word to my younger listeners out there in bootleg land. You know, I sing a lot about substance abusing, but my message to you is to stay off the drugs and booze, because it could mean the difference between being a good student and a bad student. I'm not talking straight A's. Oh, maybe some egghead in your math class gets an A, but can you ride a horse? Can you overhaul a twin cam big block 350? Or put new headers on a Chrysler Hemi with factory air? See, it takes all kinds of skills to make this world run smoothly. And if you're so hopped up you can't even brush your teeth, well, I guess you get the picture. See, I don't have any kids of my own, so it's like all you kids are my kids, regardless of race, creed, well, creed, maybe, I don't know. Of course, then again, if you're an asshole to begin with, it doesn't really matter what you do, I guess, I don't know. I know Sandy's out there, and Nathan, and Troy, and Barbara. Barbara doesn't feel good today. What'd you do, Barbara, step on a nail? Roy's out there, he stepped on a nail. Otto, I think, stepped on a nail. And you know who else? Heather. Heather stepped on a nail. Little Kathy stepped on a nail. Whoa! But anyway, kids, enjoy the music. But try not to take the words too seriously. I don't. Basically, the rule of thumb is, don't do as I say, do as I do. I'm clean. No marks on me. You got nothing on me. I'm not lying, honest. Why would I lie?
My uncle's old car. get home.
How long is it gonna be?
Might be a while.
I'm tired.
I don't care.
I need a snack.
No, you don't.
I gotta pee.
No, you. Well, yes, you did.
What's this here in the ashtray? Yeah, what's that?
That just get your hand off that.
Why?
Just let it alone. It's your mom's.
Right in my face, you coming on exactly like you own the place. You know if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime, because your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You quoting figures and dropping names, you telling stories and playing games. Over laughing when things ain't funny, you trying to sound like you don't need money. If talk was criminal, you'd leave life with crime, because your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Talk is cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep. You don't like this little song I'm singing, just grinning back. All I can say is if the shoe fits, wear it. And if you must keep talking, please try to make it right, because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that was a lot of silliness about a lot of stuff that got done over the past week. And you know, there's more people coming. So we'll see if it keeps playing out in each and every episode here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Things could be worse. But now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We are starting out with the stats the way that we've been doing recently. As of tonight, at the end of this evening, in the radio obituary year that began way back in November, we will have completed 402 radio obituaries, we will have declined 539, and we will still have 90 in the backlog. Go team. So with that, let me remind you, as I am one to do, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary, and I thank our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, for making sure I did not forget about it. The initial radio obituary is for Ron Popeil, the American inventor and marketing personality, founder of the direct response marketing company Ronco. He made appearances in infomercials for many of his inventions and coined the phrases, set it and forget it. Well, he didn't coin this next one, he popularized it. But wait, there's more! He was on television as early as the mid-1950s doing this stuff. He started out early on, right out of college, as an inventor and salesman of numerous kitchen-related gadgets such as the Chop-O-Matic and the Veg-O-Matic. You might know of parodies of these things, including Bass-O-Matic from Saturday Night Live, the Sledge-O-Matic from Gallagher. He was an influential, popular figure. One of my personal favorites from my youth was the Ronco Pocket Fisherman. Ron Popeil just passed away at 86. It's the initial radio obituary with a Ronco album that was highly influential on Wee Belinda, and I am happy to say that I bought it for one of my nephews a couple of years ago when I found it at a used record store. I was extremely excited to carry on the tradition to the younger generation. So please enjoy this look back at a formative record from my youth as we begin the initial radio obituary for Ron Popeil right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's Ronco's Funky Favorites, the funkiest, funniest songs ever on one big record. Like,
he did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard,
remember?
Sitting here, la la, waiting for my ya-ya.
And this
but
big hit.
I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
And
Hello, Mother.
Plus Chuck Berry's My
Hello,
Ding-a-ling,
Mother.
Simon Says, Yummy
here
Yummy,
I
and
am
more.
Camp Granada.
10, 20, 30, 40.
There's Snoopy and the Red Baron.
The Bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score.
Beep, beep.
Here's a memory.
Beep, beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep.
Charlie Brown.
Don't forget this one.
He's a clown. That Charlie Brown.
And this great hit. Funky Favorites, a perfect Christmas gift. Records 588, tapes 688.
Available at Woolworth, Woolco, Cunningham, Clarkins, Montgomery Ward, Fisher Big Wheel, Camelot, McCrory, H.L. Green, Newbury, Sears.
Thank you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the post-initial radio obituary is for Tapu Mishra, the Indian playback singer who worked mainly in the Ollywood industry. Not the Bollywood, the Ollywood industry. She sang in over 150 films. She just passed away at 36. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Chee! Poo! Too! Chee! Hey!
Hut, hut!
Too, too!
Chee, chee!
Chee, chee, chee!
Too, too, too!
Chee, chee, chee!
Too, too, too!
Chee, chee, chee!
Chee, chee, chee!
Obituary is for Al Rappa, the longtime musician and one of the original bass players with Bill Haley and the Comets. He was one of the members of the Comets from 1959 through 1969, played on all of their Warner Brothers records, their last Decca album. He also appeared in numerous movies with Bill Haley and the Comets. He was known as a bit of a comedian, and he is the voice that you hear leading off the song, See You Later, Alligator. Al Rappa just passed away at 94. Let's start off with that one, since it's his voice right up front as part of the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator. She told me, nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what she told me, nearly made me
saw her, reminded her of what she said.
See you later, alligator. I said, oh, wait a minute, Gator, I know you mean it just for play. I said, wait a minute, Gator, I know you mean it just for play. Don't you know you really hurt me? And this is what I have to say. See you later, alligator. After a while,
circle around over this little chicken heart. She belongs to me. Hawk, don't swoop down thinking that she's a easy pickin'. Hawk, stay up in your tree. You started chopping in up your claws the minute we hit the door. I know you think you're gonna get this chicken like you got them chicks before. You've been a scheming and a beaming up a honey or perch with that a honey dripping grin. But you're never gonna sink of them rusty claws in my fine feathered friend. Oh, 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 don't circle around over this little chicken hawk. She belongs to me. You've been looking her over from head to toe with those radar beaming eyes. Look, but don't touch, or you're in for a big surprise. I say your eyes may shine and your teeth may grit, and you can take it for what it's worth. But if you make one dip, I'm gonna clip your wings and bring you back to earth. Oh, 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 hawk, don't circle around over this little chicken hawk. She belongs to me. Stay up in your tree. She belongs to me.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the cleanup radio obituary is for Gerardo Nunez, the Spanish guitar player. He was a great northern folk musician in Spain, having a great influence on the renewal of folk music that took place in the late 1960s. He just passed away at 87. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Charles Connor, the American drummer best known as a member of Little Richard's band. Little Richard's well-known shout of a wop bop a loo mop a lop bam boom at the beginning of Tutti Frutti is said to be a reference to Connor's drum rhythms. James Brown described Connor's drumming as the first to put funk in rhythm. His first professional work came in 1950 at the age of 15 when he was hired by Professor Longhair to play drums with him at Mardi Gras, and he went on to play with Smiley Lewis, Guitar Slim, Jack Dupree, Shirley and Lee, among many others. But it was in 1953, at the tender age of 18, that he became the drummer with Little Richard's new hard-driving band, The Upsetters. After that, he went on to play with many people live, including Sam Cooke, Jackie Wilson, The Coasters, Big Joe Turner, Larry Williams, and others. Charles Connor just passed away at 86. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You need a man like me. Yeah, 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 yes, baby. Don't you need a man like me? We could be four hands together, tied to raise a family. Baby, sorry, I've gotta go.
Thank you. bop, rock. Come on, baby, let's watch that clock. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. Well, now, bip, bop, bip, bip, bop, down. Mama going out and dance downtown. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Whoa, whoa, oh, yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. Well, let's hawk a buck, let's applejack. Come on, honey, let's rock the shack. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. Well, ah, ah, ah. Bip, 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 bop down. Mama going out and dance downtown. Oh yeah. Whoa, whoa, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. Well, ah, woo, ah, ah, ah.
That lives down the street. Some people think she's square, but I say she's sweet. You can see her every day, strolling up and down the way, looking so pretty. And this is what I say: she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Baby, blue eyes, long black hair, dimpled cheeks, and she's no square. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Ruby lips, shapely hips. When she walk down the streets, all the cats flip. She's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Love to sing, hot water queen. She's real gone in everything. She's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. She's real gone in everything. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. When the music's hot, loves to bop, she dance to the jukebox pop. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Yeah, she's got it. Oh, oh, she's got it. Oh,
you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Toki Hidefumi, the Japanese jazz saxophonist. He just passed away at 71. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.